is FM.
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Lyle for Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose, gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are relatively warm for December now, but big weather changes are on the way as the storm system approaches. Showers are likely by late tonight, and showers and maybe some thunderstorms are a good bet for Tuesday. Low tonight around 60, high Tuesday up to about 74. It'll turn sharply colder by Wednesday, high temperatures only in the low to mid-50s, but the risk of showers will continue in the forecast for the rest of the week. It'll be chilly and gray. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have this to say to Michael Horowitz.
And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, this hopeless, heartless, fat, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey he is. Hallelujah!
And where is the Tylenol?
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We got a troika today. Oh, Becky Gerritsen will stop by too. At 3:06, we'll introduce the gang in a sec.
And here they are.
Rosie, Seth Spotlow, and yours truly.
Please clap.
Thanks, Doug. I just can't believe what I'm seeing today. The left-wing sites are all saying, and how they can do this with a straight face. No evidence of political bias in the FBI's...
BS.
But, heartening news, John Durham who's doing his own investigation into the origins of that Russia probe, has released a statement indicating per his own investigation he does not agree with some of the IG report conclusions, and he is the guy that can convene the grand juries and go after these bad guys. I had long ago tempered my expectations from this thing. I believe that Horowitz did not want to get killed over this.
He just accepted what they told him.
These people are ready to tear the country apart. What makes you think they'd spare the life of one guy? Seth Rich, there's any number of people currently dead who are testimony to the tenacious, never-ending coup in this country. So, well, I was a little disheartened. And then they've got this impeachment hearing going on over nothing, over absolutely nothing. The good news there, all of this is not going over well with the American people, and states that will be critical to Trump's reelection have pretty much said this is crap, and his approval has gone up 5 points. So I don't know what their end game is here. Do they really think if they found enough squishy rhino senators that would actually convict Trump? I think that would be a real deadly mistake. When websites like American Thinker are publishing articles about civil war and blood in the streets, you need to take that real seriously, because they are pushing and pushing and pushing. And at some point, they're going to push one step too far. It'll be like Frankenstein. You'll see people with the burning torches outside the building waiting for them to come out. Or they'll just go in. That's where it's at. It's not very Christmassy, but that's where it's at. House Judiciary Committee holds impeachment hearing as DOJ releases report on surveillance. Like, give me that remote. Where is that stupid remote? I want this off the TV. I am not going to sit here and look at a fairy tale all afternoon. Let's put on Roseanne or something realistic.
Roseanne?
Anything. Cartoons. I don't give a damn. Big sports news, though. We had the Washington Nationals re-sign their pitcher, Steven Strasburg, for 7 years, $245 million. So if you think the government's crazy, baseball isn't too far behind. With a deal like that for a guy whose arm and shoulder are basically baling wire and surgical stitches they hope will hold for 7 years. That's $35 million a year.
Ooh.
$35 million a year, guaranteed. If the guy's arm falls off tomorrow, he'll collect every penny of that.
Wow. Does he get some of it soon? Like right in the beginning? Doesn't he get like a big chunk of it?
He just made $100 million off his last deal. What does he need money for?
Wow.
I mean, that's not to deny him. He should be paid well. He was the guy that pitched them to a World Series championship. But that's on the part of the team. 7 years and $245 million is a lot of money to say thank you. I would not have done that. Not with him. But the Yankees will make that look like pocket change when they sign Gerrit Cole, who was the other guy who was a star in this last World Series. So that's your sports news for the afternoon. That and Tommy Tuberville. Have you heard about this? Hang on, let me find it here. This is a Facebook message. This is about drag queens in the Opelika Christmas parade. There's a flatbed with drag queens dressed as Santa. And Tommy says, hard to believe that right in my own backyard, the city of Opelika allows drag queens in the city Christmas parade, which is held this weekend. What is next? I mean, I'm sure drag queens can appreciate Christmas and stuff. I never thought I'd see, and man, these are some really damn ugly men, too.
That's the idea. It's, yeah, right?
Yeah, because when I think of Christmas, I think of men dressed as women. That's...
Doesn't this go along with the narrative that they were trying to make? We talked about it last week, that women should be allowed to be Santa, too.
Oh, yeah. Now, they want to, pardon my French here, they want to rip the penis off anything that's known as a male and put it on anything that isn't. That seems to be the goal. What are they going to do with languages like Spanish where everything is male or female? Boy, that's got to be a massive undertaking. Because those are like embedded. Everything is sexual there.
El or la.
But they want to eliminate he and she and his and hers and pronouns. And, you know, their end goal requires a college degree of some complicated sort to figure it out. We'd have to basically relearn the whole language.
I think people have the right to live their lives any way they want to. However, there are two sexes, male and female. That's what God created. And no matter how we feel or don't feel,
there's still
that's
two.
Biology, you know. Biology is that. And, you know, you can say anything else you want to, but the bottom line is, in the end, that's the way it's going to be. And
yeah, I mean, that's how it's going to be, you know. Can't change it.
I did the Millbrook Parade on Saturday, and I love it. It's it's so hometown, and Norman Rockwell, and festive, and happy people, and kids in bands, and everybody. I even wore my red vest, though you couldn't see much of it from our giant Sprinter van, Mercedes.
Man, I was bummed I missed it. My kid was sick. She had a fever.
She better?
Mm. Yeah. Well, I hope so. She was better when I gave her back. Hopefully it has still that way. I'll find out tomorrow.
So I'm trying to figure out, should I... now, supposedly hundreds of people went on this Facebook post by Tommy Tuberville and said, I'd never vote for you. Because I guess you're not allowed to... What does drag queens in a Christmas parade have to do with the future of America?
You can't have an opinion nowadays.
No.
At all.
No, and they're targeting, I'm sure, anybody that's remotely conservative because there are people who are paid full-time salaries to harass and make noise and raise hell. What kind of music would have sounded good on this float?
A guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade.
In the Opelika Parade. They are dressed.
Oh, hi,
The hell is that? They're not dressed in underwear. They're dressed in
Santa outfits with skirts.
I can't tell if they have pantyhose on. They have socks up to their knees, dark socks up to the knees, about 8 to 10 inches of exposed male thigh.
Ooh.
And Santa teddies.
Ooh. What? Mr. Claus.
And there they are, just waving to the crowd. So is this a big deal that we now have drag queens and Christmas parades? I'm so jaded from everything else going on. I don't know that I care or I don't.
That's probably the best way to be.
You know, I mean, we all have to choose what's going to upset us, what we're going to give power to, and whatnot. Maybe somebody that was there. Unfortunately, you can only listen to us in Opelika on the app. Maybe T-Spear is listening. I'd like to know what the buzz is. Because even though it's said that Tommy Tuberville caught a lot of crap for that post, maybe we could find him on Facebook. Is it under his name? Yeah. We'll look that up and see what's going on here. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, a company that's devoted 365 days a year to restoring choices to lives that have gotten that worst of breaks, and that is a loss of mobility. They work with our wounded heroes who come home facing long-term recovery or rehabilitation from an injury that's cost mobility at some level. Sometimes it's short-term, sometimes a long-term recovery, or permanent, whatever the case. They assess and then go about the business of restoring choices every possible way, beginning with keeping the home safely accessible so that the client doesn't have to move. Ramps, rails, whatever is needed, customized motorized equipment, and then making the house, which under normal conditions would not be a problem, but when somebody is dependent on mobility help, some of those places can become... So they just look for the pitfalls and address those. And then after that, can we configure a vehicle so the individual can drive? And so many other important choices. That's what Gulf States Mobility does. And does better than anybody, with a wall full of awards and appreciation to show for their efforts. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. I ask that, in appreciation of your own mobility, something we take for granted, we don't like to think about the things that could put us into that predicament. Not having control over our own schedule, just the basic things we take for granted every day. Please look up Gulf States Mobility on Facebook and like them. T-Spear has come through.
Well, actually, I was in process of dialing your number when you said maybe somebody will call. I did not go. First of all, I want to clarify to everyone, I did not go to the parade.
Was this?
I have issues with crowds, but looking at these photos, first of all, I would hope those men would be a little, well, let's back up and let's state that there has been scenarios where men have dressed up as women and women have dressed up as men for hundreds of years. This is nothing new. Mm. Second of all, I wouldn't have done that, but get a grip. This is nothing compared to what we see in other cities. The fact that Tommy Tuberville was even there to see it says that at least he was in Opelika trying to give support to our area. Kudos to him for that. I certainly haven't seen Doug Jones do any of that.
I'm surprised Doug Jones wasn't on that parade float.
Well, he could have been and nobody would have noticed.
He would have fit right in with
nobody
that.
Would have known who he was. He's never here. He's just never here, so it really doesn't matter.
Let's see, there's over 1,000.
The issue is there are much worse things, and if you don't believe that, all you have to do is look at the Macy's Day Parade that was nothing but one musical show on Broadway after the other, some of the most risque, scampiest outfits that you can possibly wear, and then get a grip. These guys were at least dressed. They might have brought some laughter to the community. They certainly brought a little bit of input to it. It is not a big deal. leave it alone and support the person who is best for this state and this country. And if you turn your back on Tommy Tuberville for this little bit, you would turn your back on him for sneezing. And if, unfortunately, he needs to get ready, because the anti-American Democrats that have been targeting President Trump, as this election goes on, they're going to turn their view to anybody else who has even the slightest hint.
Let me share with you. Let me share a post with you from Drew Badura. It's one thing for you to, this is towards Tuberville, it's one thing for you to choose to spew hateful and negative opinions about a group of people who provided fun, thematic entertainment for the community, is another to use their faces without permission and allow your followers to say ugly and degrading things about them. There's no love in that at all. You made it clear you will not represent all of us if you were elected. We're
and
not
I
talking, I don't think the issue is... You know, you want to be a drag queen at home or in your drag queen club, go to it. Do we need them in schools reading stories to kids? I don't think so.
In a parade show.
Here it is. The issue is, and I see this guy's thing, the Up Like a Daily put that photo out without identifying them. Therefore, it was not Tommy Tuberville who put that photo out without identifying him. This individual needs to go back and address his anger to the Opelika Daily News, not to someone else.
T-Spear, I'm out of time for this segment, but I appreciate the call.
Thanks anyway. Appreciate it. Bye.
From Daniqua McNeely, they're absolutely beautiful. I love that even with all the hate and negativity thrown at them, these queens actually have the courage to be themselves. I'm so grateful they took the time and effort to learn a routine with the intent of putting a smile on someone's face or putting them in the holiday spirit, knowing there would be hate directed towards them. Approving or disapproving does not mean hate, bitch. Okay? When are you going to learn the difference between opinion, approval, disapproval, and hate? It's a vast, vast difference. Okay? Can you get that through your thick heads? Anything, this is what you do. If somebody doesn't goose step to your opinion, they're haters. We don't have time to hate. And we still have a First Amendment for our opinion. We think.
Jamie Foxx is playing Santa, and he's about to make it snow.
I'm gonna leave $1 million under somebody's tree.
Foxx Tonight, it's a special holiday edition of Beat Shazam. Then, it's the new holiday event series that critics call hilarious and heartwarming.
Oh yeah, we are in business.
Dennis Leary and Elizabeth Perkins star.
We're caroling tonight.
Oh, crap.
In the Moody's Christmas.
Tonight on Foxx 20.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
Hey everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Money got a piece.
it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
Well, I had my head up my ass, so I'm sorry. I'm a little snot today. I read through the replies to Tuberville's post on that parade.
Happy hour. Who's this?
When you read what's being written there, it's obvious that the indoctrination is a raging success. Oh, here's an okay boomer. You're really a... what can I throw? Is there anything nearby that I can throw and not hurt anybody?
No. I'm trying to defuse.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Greg, I called you the other day about 2 weeks ago, and I had a lapse of mine. It's due to my 70-year-old self, and... down here, you know, I've been watching Wonderful Thing we got on TV since Days of Our Life ain't on no more. And I was trying to tell you about our representative that speaks for the people, and that's Terry Sewell. And she's over Lowndes, Dallas, and a few other counties. And she's got on TV. She was on there the other day telling about how she was trying to help the people get rid of Donald Trump. Because she was speaking for the people. You know, that's like the gay thing. She's not speaking for all the people in Lowndes County. Because, you know, I'd love to see her go. I'd love to see somebody impeach her, throw her out the road. Or
now, apparently, Ms. Sewell is not happy with an economy that's achieved the lowest black unemployment in history.
Well,
and she better wake up because black folks are waking up to Democrats
exactly.
who promised them everything and produced nothing.
Right.
So
the Democrat people were the people that owned them as slaves. And that's what they need to... But the worst part of it is, Ms. Sewell is, like you said, she's scared that the people are going to have to get off the butt and go to work with Trump's economy like it is. Because if he gets rid of the food stamps and puts them to work, what they going to do?
You don't have to get rid of food stamps. You just, when people can go out and make a good living with a good job.
Exactly.
And it far exceeds what's available through government assistance. That's how you get people off. You don't have to throw them off. They'll throw themselves
Greg,
off if there's an incentive.
We've got some good people in Lowndes, Dallas, and every other county in Alabama. And then, like you said, they're starting to see that you get out here and do for yourself, and you can have more than you've ever had.
Yeah. And that's what's happening.
Exactly. But people like me and you, we've seen a lot of change in life, and that's the thing out of it. But, Greg, we enjoy you. We love you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the good
words. Thank you, Gary.
I don't know. Maybe this is what I'm experiencing today, in particular.
It's the most grumpiest time of the year. I'm having trouble coping, so I sit here moping. I should crack a beer. It's the most grumpiest time. Down in the dumpiest time, it's the most grumpiest time of the year.
So, by noticing this drag queen float in the Opelika parade, aren't we kind of buying into what they're trying to do?
Bam. Yeah.
I think when we just stop reacting to that kind of stuff.
Stop being a thing.
Yeah. And there are such monumentally more important things going on now that require our attention. So, you know, I guess they did a good job. They sang and they danced as a group and whatever. All right, here's the tough part. The show is over.
No, it's not.
I still have 2.5 more hours to do.
Why don't you tell people why you're so tired this afternoon?
Well, it's...
You spoke at Kiwanis at noon, and you did not get your normal nap that you get between shows.
No, it's you know, I haven't been really able to nap much lately anyway because my brain is so preoccupied with everything going on because of care. And it was a wonderful, wonderful group. I mean, I walked out of there like stoned on love. It was wonderful.
That's awesome.
Almost everybody there was a listener. Everybody was... My banker, Chris Carver, was there. He's and I loved that story. In fact, I stopped to tell it when I was speaking because the focus is on, you know, radio's value as a local entity. And my bank here, which is right up the street, closed their branches in Montgomery. So they were only open in Prattville, and that just didn't work for me. So I went on the air one day and said, if you work for a bank that's local, call me. Invite me to stop by. I need to find a bank. And Chris was the guy that called, and I went over there, and it's been great. Another one of those wonderful decisions that has it's been very good for me. And here's the funny part. I was supposed to go to the bank after that luncheon because I needed to make a quick deposit. I just gave him the money in the deposit slip. He was happy to do it for me. Texted me the receipt. That's what you call
that's customer service.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I love that. I mean, I spoke at length about, you know, just what a great area we live in, you know, how nice the people are. And there's so many that if I needed a favor like that, I wouldn't even think twice about giving somebody money and would you deposit this for me or go pick this up. That's cool.
It is.
I like that. I was lost. I had no... Oh, we have Karen from North Carolina.
It's
334. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Hi, Greg. I just wanted to say that, you know, I really understand what you're saying, and I think that once we acquiesce to what's going on with the gay community, and I'm not talking about homosexuals or lesbians, because many of them want to keep their private sexual lives private.
Yeah,
and that's the way
true.
It should be. But the ones who...
I don't know that that men that dress up as women on a parade float are gay, though. It could be guys that just like to do that.
Well, I don't think so. I think the guys who might like to do that sort of probably do it in private, or maybe for their wives. I think that these people, I went out to Seattle a few years ago where our daughter was living, and I saw that there a lot. I saw the men wearing dresses, and I saw leather shops for the men, and I saw the guys walking down the street in leather things, and they just like to advertise like that. But, you know, I think a lot of things should remain private, but they're not making it private. And to make it lighthearted and dancing on the floats or whatever they were doing, it makes people feel happy and think this isn't such a bad thing. Hey, they're happy guys. But that's a way that they've been able... It's been an insidious thing for many years. You know, I'm getting ready to hit Medicare age in a few weeks, less than, you know, 2 weeks. And, you know, growing up in the time that I did, it was really sweet. And a lot of these people that dress like that, I've seen pictures of them in libraries for story hours rolling on the floor with children on their chest. And I just think if people accept that, it makes it easier, you know, not for us, but people have accepted it. And if they make it lighthearted and dance and say, oh, isn't it sweet? They learn to dance. I just don't think that should be an acceptable thing. They've gone against marriage for men and women. And they attack us all the time for things. And I just think we need to speak up.
Well, you just did, Karen. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the call.
Yes. Okay.
Thanks, Karen.
336, just in the span of my own lifetime, it's incredible how so many attitudes and things have changed, especially in the realm of acceptance. But what is true with the left is that, and Chick-fil-A is learning this the hard way, they caved in, they cut their donations to the Salvation Army, because in the mind of the left, they are a hate group. The Salvation Army is a hate group. So Chick-fil-A cut them out and started giving money to some of their groups. But that's not changing a frickin' thing. They're still being boycotted by the left. And now that they got their toehold, they'll never be enough. When are people going to learn this? You cave in, and it starts with you just surrender to the onslaught, to the constant demands and the pressure with the media megaphone behind it, even though people rushed out by the millions to support Chick-fil-A with their bucks. And they still caved, and now they're going to find out, a lot of people who saw them do that are going to say, well, I guess I had you all wrong. I can get chicken at 8 other places.
Especially now. Everybody's got a chicken sandwich with 2 mm-hmm. pickles on it. How is the Salvation Army a hate group?
I think that's just a judgment from ignorant people.
Oh, that's terrible.
They're entitled to believe what they do. They don't go around attacking gay people or anybody else.
Anybody who has...
But if you don't buy the doctrine completely, you're a hater or some other name they can call you. And I think that's sad.
Yeah, anybody who has a traditional view of marriage is considered a hate group with the SPLC.
Well, they're judge and jury, aren't they?
Yep.
But only occasionally does somebody use their hate map to kill somebody else, like that guy in D.C. It's dangerous stuff. And so many people that used to work there have called it out for what it is. You know, guilty liberals love to give them money because it makes them feel good. And many millions of dollars of that money are parked offshore. We still have poverty here, not far from where their building is. I don't know. I don't get the disconnection. John Lee Payne's, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, great local business with 3.5 decades of service from that location just north of Atlanta Highway. I thought I was going to lose my mind yesterday when I drove by to go to Food Outlet and their sign was blank.
What?
Yes. The sign that makes me think, I'm sure they're reloading it for today. In fact, if anybody drives by John Lee Paints, snap a picture and send it to me so I can quote the words of wisdom they put up there. Last I remember was, there's always something to be thankful for. You don't need Thanksgiving for that. You can embrace those words every day of the year. Inside John Lee Paints, great products like Richard's Paint, which is formulated to leave a rich, durable finish on the interior. You've heard Eddie Bader speak about how great 7 years it's held up and won't need repainting for many more. That's the beauty of it. You buy a good paint, you get a great result that lasts. If you got to repaint your walls every couple of years because it doesn't hold, or you can't clean it, because if you do, you take the paint off, that's not saving money or time. And now they have their own brand for outdoor painting, John Lee's Solar Proof, which is excellent, formulated to resist the development of mildew and other scourges of your outdoor look. Charles Bubba Turner and the staff can answer any questions you have and sell you whatever you need for your great result. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. See how the roads are going.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, Fairview Avenue. We had an accident there in front of the church's chicken that included an injury. They are still working that one. Use caution in the area. I-65 and 85 is speed limit drive through Montgomery. The merge is looking good. The boulevard, moderate traffic all the way around, but it's most heavy on the east and east-south boulevard. I-85, Vaughn Road, Troy Highway. Taylor Road is heavy now from Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughn. Watch out wherever you are this afternoon. It is getting busy out there, and it's only going to get busier. Get ready for Christmas at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, dress for less. Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis over at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been here, we're easy to get to right off of I-65. You take that North Boulevard exit, and then you take the Louisville Street exit at the bottom of the ramp, turn right and turn right and turn right again. That's 3 times. Follow it to the end of the road, you'll end up down on the river in the Capitol Oyster Bar. Along the way, you'll pass our new RV resort. That's right. We got a campground down here. You can bring your camper and stay a night or a week or a month. We'll just be glad to have you come join us. Now, let's tell you about my schedule here. No live music this Sunday. That's right. So just come on down, eat some good food. We won't start live music again back in the middle of January. So Sunday afternoons will be open to anybody that just wants to come out and eat some good seafood. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we open at 11 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon. So you got all that information. We cook up fresh seafood. We've got a fryer, a steamer, a grill. We can figure it however you like it. Fresh seafood from the Gulf. So get down here soon. Check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com or Facebook page. Y'all come on down here soon and come hungry. We'll be looking for you.
If you want a smarter home for the holidays, the Home Depot and Google Nest can help. Right now, save $100 on the Google Nest Learning Thermostat and Google Nest Hub when you buy them together. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub. And right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, exclusively at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, valid through December 15th.
At Aaron's, we love the holiday spirit. The kindness, the giving, the sharing. For us, that spirit has no season. It's always there, and those doing good all year round. That's why we approve good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? Okay. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want flexible payment options? Sure. Lease to own top brands. Delivery is free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
SQ with Alabama News Network. Wetumpka fire officials say one person is dead after a weekend house fire. Authorities say that fire broke out just after 11 p.m. Sunday night at 62 Shadowwood Place. One person was killed. Fire crews say there were no working smoke alarms in the house. Wetumpka Fire Department wants to remind residents that the Alabama Fire College will install smoke detectors for free for those in need. Montgomery police have identified two men who died in a car crash over the weekend. 22-year-old Cedric Judkins and 21-year-old Christian Miller died when the car they were driving went off the road and hit a building around 4 a.m. Sunday morning in the 1600 block of Maxwell Boulevard. The Eclectic Fire Department says an 18-wheeler and SUV crashed in the 3000 block of Claude Road Sunday night. We know three people went to the hospital with injuries. One person was transported by life flight. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What I don't want for Christmas is a Peloton. It will be gone out on the lawn. If my husband's giving me a Peloton, he's gonna be alone for Christmas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Well, hi, everybody. We are relatively warm for December now, but big weather changes are on the way as the storm system approaches. Showers are likely by late tonight, and showers and maybe some thunderstorms are a good bet for Tuesday. Low tonight around 60, high Tuesday up to about 74. It'll turn sharply colder by Wednesday. High temperatures only in the low to mid-50s, but the risk of showers will continue in the forecast for the rest of the week. It'll be chilly and gray. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
John Legend redid Baby It's Cold Outside, and now he's spreading more progressive cheer. It's John Legend, Woke for Christmas.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus, but he got explicit consent first.
If you hear old Christmas music and think, okay, Boomer, then it's time to celebrate with John Legend.
I'm dreaming of no white privilege.
And John Legend didn't forget the kids.
You've got serious anger issues, Mr. Grinch. Really needs a repeat.
John Legend, Woke for Christmas, because it's just not Christmas without snowflakes.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I think with all the dust settling from the release of the hilarious Horowitz report, which said there was no partisanship involved in launching that whole Russia thing, Attorney General Bill Barr. Now, the Inspector General of the Justice Department is the guy, he's sort of like the overseer, and he's watching to see if rules are followed, anything suspicious, people getting money, whatever, in exchange for favors. Our attorney general is the supervisor of Mr. Horowitz. And he today blasted the FBI upon release of this report on Obama's Spygate scandal, launched the most intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign. And he and Durham, who's been assigned to who has the power. Horowitz can't convene juries. He can't even subpoena people. He can't dig for evidence. He does not have those powers. This is just a...
He calls attention to...
Yeah, things he's where he saw...
discrepancies.
And there were seven areas where he said it looked like protocols may have been broken. But he can't do criminal referrals. He can't do any of that stuff. Barr and Durham, who is specifically assigned to this, they can. So I know this has been a long wait. It's been like 3 years. We've all known what this is all about. We're seeing it play out in Congress right now with this fraud impeachment. As George Carlin said so presciently, the owners of this country, well, they don't like this outsider president pulling the veil off what's really going on in D.C. That's what this is all about. It's about power. And so, while the report itself may be a little bit frustrating, the people that can do something about it appear to be ready to do just that. But please don't make us wait too long. Okay? We've been waiting for a long time. We know where it started. We know where all of this began.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
And they just, the reason this is going on at all is because every last one of them was 100% convinced that Hillary Clinton was going to win. So they cooked up their little insurance plan, and it didn't work. It didn't work, and their big mistake was running it out anyway, because they can't win on ideas, they can't win on results, so let's cheat. Let's overthrow a duly elected president. That's what's going on. If that isn't electrifying, I don't know what is. So don't focus too much on Horowitz. He had no real power to do anything about anybody. He can only say, here's what I saw, this is what I observed. And like so many others who get too close to the truth in this country, he probably wanted to live. I don't think that's an issue for Barr and for Durham. They seem determined to get to the truth one way or the other. Let's hope that they do. And anytime you need any kind of electrical work done, Mr. Electric is the place to call. All certified master electricians, the very best at what they do, whether it's a repair or an installation, always have it done by somebody who knows their way with electricity. certified master electricians at Mr. Electric do that. When you tell them what you need done, they'll give you an upfront price on the project, and that is the price you will pay. They will clean up or make sure there's no debris left over from whatever the work is that they do, and that you are 100% satisfied. Plus, they give you a specific time for the work they're going to do. They don't give you this window nonsense. Well, Thursday between 10 and 4. You take a day off for work? No. With Mr. Electric, it's at your convenience. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com.
Buy Alpha Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany-style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose, gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by Lou Choir is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. Lou Choir is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbylouchoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cashback Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I don't even like going to websites I trust that I know are basically conservative for information because it just gets worse. Breitbart, Nadler's second hearing dissects Schiff report. Constant state of impeachment. Trump haters explain why Trump must be removed. Schiff, MIA. But the good news in all of this is that it's not working. It's just not working. I was around during Watergate. And you could see it didn't happen overnight, But the longer that went on, the more people started to turn against. Keep in mind, friends, Nixon was no charismatic personality like Donald Trump. He couldn't go in front of 20,000 people like Trump does every week and get them into a Make America Great Again frenzy. Never. That just wasn't, he was paranoid and had that look. When the guy was congratulating astronauts on the moon or anything, he looked so staged and so uncomfortable and awkward. But he carried 49 states in 1972 because he ran against a radical a-hole named George McGovern. And what was his reward for that? Impeachment. But they had a little crime there that they turned into, you'd think he had stolen the founding documents and sold them on eBay. Except they didn't have eBay then. But over time, as people wore down, okay, yeah, I guess he should probably go. And what did we get as a result? Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter and about 8 years of economic crap. You hear the jobs reports, you hear the economic reports, the best in 50 years. Well, that's when Nixon was president. So if they can impeach a guy who carried 49 states, I'm just saying, this is history repeating itself, and all this is are the sons and grandsons of the people that pulled it off in 1972. 2-4, it was a two-year ordeal. But there, you see, Nixon didn't fight back well. He just kind of withdrew. And he made himself look suspicious. He did not do much on his own to combat what he was up against. Fox News in 2 minutes. Can't wait for that. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. Yeah. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. That's, speaking of 1969, the year the earth stood still, that's when Dick McAdams said, I'm going to put a big warehouse there on Eastern Boulevard. Fill it with first-rate flooring straight from the manufacturers and sell it at a wholesale price. We'll build a team of installers to put it in properly with great precision, and we'll get a guy like Jeff Mallinson, who's been there for over half the time Georgia Floors Direct has, to build a team of people who can help navigate the thousands of flooring choices under that one big roof. You get your wholesale price, you get a perfection installation, and awesome customer service, which is why they are the preeminent flooring destination in the River region and have been for half a century. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. You can get it done in time for Christmas, too.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier with injury on Fairview Avenue. We're hoping that one is cleaned up now and out of the way, but use caution in front of the churches on Fairview.